Sports.
Time now for a check of sports here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. In high school baseball action at Principal Park in Des Moines at the state tournament yesterday was the 3A quarterfinals, and the game in the evening saw the Harlan Community Cyclones pull off a victory. The first bang-bang play at first base in the sixth inning went against Harlan Community. The second kept a decisive rally by the Cyclones alive Tuesday night at Principal Park. After giving up the go-ahead run in the top of the sixth, Harlan scored three times in the bottom half of the inning to post a 6-4 win over Boone in the Class 3A quarterfinals. The seven-seeded Cyclones, who trailed 3-0 early, will now move on and face number 3-seed Washington Friday at 2 o'clock after getting a break that extended their season for at least three more days. The Toreadors broke a 3-all tie in the top of the sixth when a leadoff hitter Chris Kelly beat out an infield grounder with a head-first dive into first. Dylan McDowell scored from third on the two-out play to put Boone within 6 outs of advancing. Harlan loaded the bases with one out in the bottom of the half, but it nearly didn't have a chance to pull in front. Derek Schwartz grounded a potential rally-ending double play ball to short, but second baseman Dusty Moran's throw short-hopped into and out of Aaron Greenlee's glove at first. Lucas Musich scored to tie the game on the play, then Bryn Bruck scored the go-ahead run on a wild pitch by reliever Austin Moran. Zach Osborne followed with an RBI single to cap that rally as Harlan pulls off the victory. Other games in 3A quarterfinals yesterday saw Marion defeat Storm Lake 3-0 in the first game of the day. Top-ranked Solon defeated Waukon easily 11-0 in 5 innings, and Washington was an 8-4 winner over ADM. So Friday's semifinals in 3A look like this. At noon, it'll be Marion taking on top-ranked Solon, and at 2 o'clock, it'll be Washington facing off against Harlan. The championship in 3A will be held Saturday at 6 p.m. The 4A quarterfinals will get underway today as those athletes head out onto the field at Principal Park in Des Moines. First game at noon between Southeast Polk and 4th-ranked Iowa City West. At 2 o'clock, it's top-ranked West Des Moines Dowling facing Davenport Central. At 6 p.m., 6th-ranked Cedar Rapids Kennedy faces Fort Dodge. At 8 p.m., it's second-ranked Mason City taking on 10th-ranked Des Moines Roosevelt. Winners in those games will move on to the Friday semifinals on Friday evening. That's a look at the state baseball tournament. Moving on now to Major League Baseball. Albert Pujols got the St. Louis Cardinals off to a quick start with a two-run first-inning homer, and starter Jake Westbrook made it hold up with 6 innings of one-run ball as the Cardinals defeated the slumping Houston Astros 3-1 on Tuesday night. Pujols hit the first pitch he saw from Houston starter Brett Myers on a line to left center field. The ball appeared to hit the top of the wall, but was ruled a home run by third base umpire Mike DeMuro. Houston center fielder Michael Bourne and left fielder Carlos Lee rushed in to dispute the call, which was subsequently reviewed by replay and upheld for Pujols' 23rd homer. It was the third time in the last 6 games that Pujols has homered in the first inning. That was the game you heard here on KJAN. And we'll have Cardinals-Astros for you once again tonight with a 6:20 pregame from Busch Stadium. Other games in Major League Baseball yesterday, it was the Angels 2-1 over Cleveland in the AL. The Yankees topped to Seattle 4-1. It was Baltimore beating up Toronto 12-4. Boston got by Kansas City 13-9. Minnesota 9-8 over Texas. It was Detroit 5-4 over Chicago White Sox. And Oakland 6-1 over Tampa Bay. In the National League, Florida beat up on Washington 11-2. Philadelphia beat the Giants 7-2. It was the Mets over Cincinnati 8-6. Atlanta and Pittsburgh had a wild game that had a very controversial finish, as Atlanta was called safe in the bottom of the 19th inning as Atlanta defeats Pittsburgh 4-3 in 19 innings of play. Milwaukee 3-2 over the Chicago Cubs. St. Louis, we mentioned, topped Houston 3-1. Arizona 6-1 over San Diego, and the Dodgers 3-2 over Colorado. 7 undrafted Iowa players have signed free agent contracts with NFL teams. Standout punter Ryan Donahue has signed with Detroit, while safety Brett Greenwood has joined Pittsburgh. Linebacker Jeremiah Hunter will go to camp with New Orleans. Former wide receiver Jarrell Johnson-Koulianos has signed a deal with Philadelphia. Minnesota picked up tight end Allen Reisner, and long snapper Andrew Schultz will join Atlanta. Linebacker Jeff Tarpinian has also signed with New England. Those players joined 5 Iowa players selected in the NFL draft last spring. 2 former tight ends from Northern Iowa have signed with NFL teams. The school says Skylar Ort has signed a free agent contract with the St. Louis Rams, while Ryan Mahaffey will go to camp with the Baltimore Ravens. Ort caught 66 passes for 1,229 yards and 12 touchdowns in a 4-year career with the Panthers. Mahaffey started 43 games at Northern Iowa and had 25 receptions for 227 yards and 6 touchdowns. Ohio State made it official on Tuesday that former Buckeyes quarterback Terrell Pryor could not have played at any time during the 2011 season and also banned him from any contact with the school's athletic program for the next 5 years, ending speculation that Pryor had not met the NFL's requirements for a supplemental draft. Pryor's lawyers sought and received a letter from Ohio State stating that he would not have been eligible even after his 5-game suspension to start the season because he also failed to cooperate with the NCAA in its investigation of improper benefits given to Ohio State players, which led to the forced resignation of Coach Jim Tressel. Pryor was told he was completely disassociated from the program where he starred for 3 seasons. Oklahoma is the overwhelming favorite to win the first championship in the new-look Big 12. The Sooners won 7 of the last 11 Big 12 titles when there were 12 teams. Now there are 10 teams that will play a round-robin schedule instead of divisional play. The first Big 12 title for the Sooners was 2000 when they also won the national championship in Coach Bob Stoops' second season. Stoops says he had no idea that team would be so good. This time, everybody expects the Sooners to be good. They got 41 of 43 first-place votes in a preseason poll of media who cover the league. In other sporting news, the Arizona Diamondbacks have reinstated closer J.J. Putz from the 15-day disabled list and placed infielder Jeff Bloom on it with a broken right pinky finger. Team also selected the contract of outfielder Colin Cowgill from AAA Reno. Putz missed 19 games with elbow tendonitis after being placed on the disabled list on July 1st, retroactive to June 29th. He was 1-2 with 21 saves and a 3.12 ERA in 34 games. In other Major League news, Braves third baseman Chipper Jones says he's frustrated to be dealing with a new injury only one day after his return from the disabled list. Jones strained his right quadriceps in Monday's loss to Pittsburgh after recovering from torn cartilage in his right knee. Colorado Rockies have placed Jason Giambi on the 15-day disabled list with a strained left quad after suffering Monday against the LA Dodgers. Orioles left-hander Mike Gonzalez began serving a 3-game suspension Tuesday and will miss his team's series against the Blue Jays. Gonzalez was fined and suspended for throwing behind Boston's David Ortiz in a July 10th game at Fenway Park. And just as they were saying hello, it was time to say goodbye. Several NFL veterans were told they were being released one day after the union voted to accept a 10-year contract that ended the 4.5-month lockout. Multiple people familiar with the decisions tell the Associated Press the Dallas Cowboys will release several high-priced players, including running back Marion Barber, receiver Roy Williams, right guard Leonard Davis, and kicker Chris Brown. The moves will save the Cowboys about $16.6 million in salary cap room. The Baltimore Ravens have told running back Willis McGahee, former Pro Bowl tight end Todd Heap, wide receiver Derek Mason, and nose tackle Kelly Gregg that they will formally be released on Thursday. The cuts will save Baltimore an estimated $18.6 million in salary cap money. And coach John Harbaugh says there's a chance at least one of the departed players will be re-signed. It looks like linebacker Nick Barnett is done with Green Bay, left Lambeau Field without talking to reporters, and tweeted that he had a great 8 years with the organization. The New York Giants have told center and player rep Sean O'Hara and guard Rich Siebert that they will be released. A source close to the veteran told the Associated Press on Tuesday that the team told the players they would be cut Thursday and what are salary cap moves. Also in NFL news, the Carolina Panthers and free agent defensive end Charles Johnson have worked out a 6-year, $72 million contract that includes a $30 million signing bonus. Johnson had a breakout season for the Panthers in 2010 with 11.5 sacks in his first year as a starter. A source tells the AP that quarterback Tavares Jackson has agreed to a contract terms with the Seattle Seahawks. Reports surfaced Tuesday afternoon that the Seahawks had told starting quarterback Matt Hasselbeck that he was no longer in their plans. The St. Louis Rams have agreed to terms on a 4-year contract with free agent safety Quinton Michael, who led Philadelphia in tackles this season. Carson Palmer has made it known in no uncertain terms that he wants out of Cincinnati, but Bengals owner Mike Brown insists that he won't satisfy the quarterback's request for a trade, saying a deal would reward Palmer for failing to play out the rest of his contract. Mark Herzlich has signed with the Giants as a free agent. The former Boston College linebacker was chosen ACC Defensive Player of the Year after his sophomore season with the Eagles before bone cancer caused him to miss the 2009 campaign. Herzlich returned last year and started all 13 games for BC. Draft picks Mason Foster and Daniel Hardy have agreed to contracts with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the NFL has announced it will return to London for a fifth straight year, with the Buccaneers facing the Chicago Bears at Wembley Stadium on October 23rd. That's a check of the latest sports this hour here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.